Welcome back to Fit Mind, Fit Body. This is Michelle, and today we're at the finish line of the Gone Nuts 101 Adventure Race. It's been a wild ride, and our runners have truly embodied the spirit of an endurance event, and they've shared all of that with us on their journey to the start line. We've cheered, we've gasped, and we've been inspired by every step of the way that they've shared with us. Now, let's chat with our runners one last time and hear their stories of triumph and challenge from the event day. Today on Fit Mind, Fit Body, we are catching up with another one of our Gone Nuts athletes to see just how the event went. Tim Gunton. Hello.
Hello, Frosty. How are you?
Great. How did your event go? So you, just to refresh people's minds, you had initially registered for the 21, I was going to say, for the 101, but then you went away on holiday and managed to get yourself a little lurgy and things weren't feeling great a few weeks out, so you dropped down to the 75. So tell us how that went.
That was interesting there. I actually ended up pulling out after 50Ks. I just felt wasn't feeling the best, I think is a nice way to put it. Naturally started the 75, did the first 25 for the first checkpoint, felt pretty good, you know, all things considered. Then that, for those people that know the course, that the first 25 went to Rocky Cape Roadhouse, and then there was about 4 or 5 k's to Rocky Cape itself. So, yeah, I did that 4 or 5 k's to the bit of a climb there. Mm-hmm. Feeling good. Started the climb, got about, I don't know, a k or so up the climb, and felt like crap is, a nice way to put it. So, yeah, I sort of sat there, found a nice, comfortable spot to sit down and enjoy the view. So, yeah, wasn't feeling real great. So I sat there for about 15 minutes, thought, what do I do? I thought, do I turn back, you know, 6 or 7 k's back to the to Rocky Cape? Or I thought, no, I'll wander on to the next checkpoint, which was about, I thought, 8 k's to see how I felt. So, I just walked from there, not feeling the best. I actually did try a little jog. I thought I'd come good for a while. So I jogged for about 20 metres. Yeah, 20 minutes would have been nice. Yeah, 20 metres. And, yeah, just didn't feel the best again. So kept walking. And I thought, I'll see how I go. But basically didn't feel any better. So from about the 31K to about the 50K, apart from the 20 metres of jogging, I walked the rest of the way. Actually, when I got to the fire station,
mm-hmm.
the checkpoint there, and we went into, what was that bit? We went along the road then up to the headlands of
Postman's Track, I think.
Postman's Track, yeah. I actually got there and I gave Sharon a call to see where she was, and she was a K or so behind me. So I turned around and walked back to meet Sharon, and then because she said she was feeling a bit lonely, so I thought we'll do that track part together. So we did the last, remember, 6-7 k's to Boat Harbour, well, 10 k's to Boat Harbour, and I said, Sharon, I'm going to pull the pin. So she came out in sympathy to look after me.
But
in saying that, I had a ball for the first 31 Ks, and then last 19, yeah, not so good. But it was a nice scenic walk, I suppose.
So when you say you were feeling crap, how was that demonstrated in your body? Like, was it breathing or just energy levels?
Energy level. I felt like I wanted to, basically felt like I wanted to throw up.
Oh, wow.
And, and it almost felt like I had a case of gastro, but wanted to throw up and, other things. But I think I dry reached a few times, but I don't know what caused it. Like I've done, naturally I haven't gone gone nuts, but I've, you know, done longer races, longer runs, and that. And, but just, yeah, the body just said, nah, not today. Mm. So,
it is what yeah. it is. And you listen to your body, which is really important.
I did. I actually, when I got to Boat Harbour, yeah, the last check, well, the last transition spot with 25Ks to go, I thought, I thought I could still do it, but I wasn't, I thought, yeah, it'd get dark, and I thought, no, I still wasn't feeling great, even though someone gave me a beer, a very wonderful gentleman gave me a beer, the best beer I ever had, that was just before the transition spot there, and yeah, stole half of it, Sharon made me give her half, which I wasn't impressed with, but yeah, it was. So I was feeling okay, but I thought I didn't want to risk any further injury.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, there's people out there who, like, I know a bit of your story as well when it comes to injuries as a result of doing lots of excessive kilometres for different things. You know, you've had like a deep vein thrombosis-y thing in the past, so it's not, you're very familiar with, you know, if you push through, sometimes things aren't going to be great and, you know, you listen to your body a bit more maybe than some of us who haven't had any scares at all.
It's because it's also for age too.
You're also older than me, so.
Yeah, a lot older. Yeah, you youngsters can keep going and battle through, but us old people, we just
don't know when
it's time to call time. No, it just wasn't worth it. And I was actually ran into Mark Brown, who I did see a couple of your photos, and
yeah,
he came just to actually check on me because he heard I wasn't feeling real good.
Oh, he's such a sweetie.
And he actually said, oh, if you stop, I'll give you a lift back to Wynyard. It's like, oh, great. That was a clench the deal to pull the pin. And I still would have pulled the pin anyhow. Yeah. So I wasn't Mark saying that, but it was good to have a lift straight away. And
you didn't just like have to find a shorter route back to walk back than the route that they set us.
I was checking the map, which is quite good. And I had one. Yeah, hit the highway for the short way back, and hitchhikers had to. But no, I'm sure, as you know, the volunteers and everyone were great. So they actually did say they could organise a lift.
Yeah.
But luckily Mark was there.
Well, 50K in that terrain, in fact, it would be more than 50. It's probably 51 or 52 or something. That's huge. When you're feeling sick, it's even huger. Like, it's still a really long way.
Oh, yeah, no, I was quite happy to make it to the 50K. I thought about pulling out the fire station at Sisters Beach, but, it was a bit, the logistics were a bit hard. I thought, I haven't done that bit from Sisters Beach to Boat Harbour, so I can say I've done it. Now, you know, the long postman's track to know what it's like. So,
what did you think of that bit?
I'm quite happy. Interesting?
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah. I actually did find it interesting. A lot of the track was on an angle, sideways. So, yeah, that...
It was, that's true.
My walking wasn't so bad, but I thought running, you know, the toes, it would have had a few black toes by then. But, it was interesting. A few nice spots to have a look around, a few interesting rocky little beaches, but a few nice climbs. But, yeah, it was... I was saying that was enjoyable. I think I was saying a few choice words at the time.
But on reflection.
Oh, yes, that's great on reflection. And, But the good thing, I did actually run into one of our fellow podcasters when I went back to see Sharon and just said hello. And that was wonderful, the lovely lady.
Which one did you run into?
I can't quite remember.
Was it? It was Joe or Anna? Might have been Anna.
I think it was Anna, but it could have been Joe. I'm pretty sure it was Anna.
So
she said hello, which is great. And said she was one of Frosty's girls.
Like you, you're one of Frosty's girls as well, are you? you and Gary. That's funny. There was a few of us out there. I even ended up in a boat with Joe, with one of just out of, you know, I didn't wait for her. I didn't know anywhere. I hadn't seen her at all. And then turned around, the boat was waiting for the next athlete to get across the river.
Ah, yep.
And yeah, Joe was it was Joe. And I went, wow, that's really cool. So we ran together for a little while. So I did have
That's great.
a little bit of companionship there from one of our other podcast buddies, which was fun.
Oh, good.
And
Yeah.
interestingly, though, on that note, somebody just before there who ended up in the boat with us, his name's Brad. He's from Sydney, and he said, "Oh, you're Michelle Frost. You're running the podcast." I've only just so that was really cool. Have someone, just another competitor who had been listening to all of our
Oh, well, at
stories on
least,
the
yeah, you know
podcast. That's
someone
really
had
cool.
listened to it. And
Yeah.
actually, at the start of '75, Sharon and I met Gary Woods, and that was great to meet him. And we ran together for a little while. And yep, he actually passed me along, in the start of Rocky Cape, and we had a bit of a chat there. And yeah, we actually, I think we caught up to him to the on the big hills. They're on the at the start of the 70, well, at the
In the
75,
forest.
the first leg in the forest. Yeah, that
The
lovely,
forestry.
lovely few hills, and we had a bit of a discussion how fun it was.
Yes, wasn't it? Actually, I have to say, probably people think I'm weird, but it's one of my favorite bits. It was because I quite like that powering up and then being able to run down. And I don't have as much fear as I thought I would because I don't really like heights, but I think that's where I hurt my knee. But I quite enjoyed it. So maybe, yeah, it was my undoing, however.
Yes, I know I didn't quite power up. It was like, geez, I just scraped my way up to the top. And yeah, running down, well, it was, I think I did a bit of sliding down it a few times.
Did you see there was a video done of the event, and it included it looked like somebody falling down. They kind of fall down and almost hop up again.
Yeah, I actually saw that, but gee, done well to. He almost like did on, purpose to fall
Yeah.
down, slid, and got up very quickly. I know I sort of fell down and slid and got up very slowly.
Luckily, I didn't fall down. I think maybe I was taking it more carefully than I feel like I was.
Yeah, I
Anyway.
actually saw the guys with the video camera there and thought, oh, don't get me doing this because, which they didn't, which is great.
Pretty.
Very, very
Oh, that's
thankful
funny.
that they didn't do that. Yeah.
So how are you feeling today, a few days after the event?
I'm feeling actually pretty good. I wake up on the Sunday and I was feeling fine, and yeah, went for a bit of a stroll, and I recovered fairly well. Like the quads are still a little bit sore from the uphill and downhill, but as for whatever, was wrong with me, apart from the usual things that are wrong with me, I've recovered good. So
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, it could have just been left over from your little flu-y virus thing you got when you were
I
away.
think it was because the whatever virus I had, it took me a couple of days to recover after I did any type of exercise. So maybe the first 5 hours, my body said, okay, you got to just take a little while to recover, and we'll just let you know who's the boss.
So, what do you think
But
this is?
what I will do, I think I'll definitely this time I'll make sure I do take a month off running,
Yep.
or just to let all the niggly injuries recover. So I had been sort of mucking around with a bit of a sore knee, which I think some of the downhill sections didn't help. So, but I'll be right. I'll have to run another day.
Of course. What do you think you learned about yourself from the weekend? Did you learn anything that you didn't know already? What's it taught you?
What I learned, no, nothing that I didn't know. I suppose, yeah, getting older, which I knew, and maybe it's when you do look at the age group of some of the people that entered, there wasn't too many over 60.
I was the third in my age group, and like, because there was only three of us. It's
Yeah,
okay. I'm
so
happy.
yeah, well, that's it. You top three, can't complain about that.
Look at
Yeah. So no, maybe I should just think about the events I enter,
Yep.
and but I'll still enter it again, I suppose, maybe in the future, but we'll see what happens.
Well, and that was the next question. What's in your future that just, what can you see? You've got any other goals? What are you thinking about in the next sort of 6 months or so?
No goals, nothing planned. But Sharon may—I think Sharon's got a few marathons planned that she may drag me into.
Oh, I always hear it's the other way around. So that's
No, I'm
interesting.
actually she just actually standing. She gave me a look when I said I might do it again. It was like a look of horror, or like, look of, don't be such a dickhead.
Funny.
No, nothing in the short term, or nothing in the long term. Just so I'll make sure I do take a month off running. I'll do a bit of swimming and go to the gym, and about actually good to get back to swimming. I may even get the push bike out now that the lovely fine weather is gone, and it'll be a nice and cool. But I'll do a bit of riding and swimming to recover. Might look at playing golf.
Golf. Okay.
Golf.
What does some people say? That's a good way to ruin a long walk or something. Everyone in my family plays golf, so
right.
I can make golf jokes. All right, so you may or may not be signing up for Gone Nuts next year or similar events. Who knows?
No, if I did gone, well, at this stage, or say at this stage, I might do a 25, or it's part of a team, because to do that first leg, the first 25, which I haven't done. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Oh, you can go up the nut and play with the birds.
Yeah,
And then go on the boat ride. That was fun.
Yeah, the boat ride wasn't quite long enough, was it? Was that a
No,
couple of
it
hundred
didn't go
metres?
very long.
Yeah, 5 or 10 Ks would have been nice
I reckon it was 30
to cover
seconds.
off. Yeah.
Maybe. Mind you, that's much better than being, I think someone said in the first few years, like chest high in water, depending on where the
Oh,
tide is.
yeah, that
That's
wouldn't have been
better.
much fun at
No,
the time,
not at all. All right, Timmy, is there anything else about your adventure on the weekend that you wanted to share with us?
yeah. The only thing I would like to say is, as usual, that the volunteers and all on course were absolutely fantastic. And, the supporters on, the spots where they were on the side of the road, and you probably noticed that, Frosty, everyone was they made it the event so much more fun, if that's
Totally.
not quite the word. But
Yeah.
they did give everyone a boost, and they were fantastic. So, yeah, as Michael said, in the one good thing about getting lift back with Mark, we got back to see the presentations, and everybody did, thank the support, the volunteers and the organisers, which is, they did a fantastic job to make it a lot more fun for all of us.
Yeah, they totally did. It was awesome. Yeah, that's
And the
very
other
welcoming.
competitors were pretty good as well.
I think that's a lot. We talk on the podcast to a lot of trail runners, and that seems to be a general theme through these conversations, is that trail runners, and of course the volunteers as well, people attracted to this kind of sport, tend to be very friendly and very, because we're all out there doing this adventure together in a way. It's not, I mean, there is competition, but it's not as competitive as like a road run. And so people feel like we're all like looking after each other a bit as well. Is that kind of
Oh,
spirit?
exactly. And that I also did notice, because the way the event, with the 100K teams and 100K runners coming past, I mean, a lot of spots, especially when I was sitting down having a recovery
A cup of tea.
spell. Like half a dozen people came past, they were asking me how I was going, if I was all right, and it was great. And so that was a great help.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's
Even
awesome.
though I thought I was going okay, a few of them said, "Gee, you look like shit." And
Oh, they
I
didn't, did they?
was like, "Oh,
That's funny.
no, they were great."
Awesome. All right, Timmy. Well, we really appreciate that you've shared your journey to this point with us. It's been amazing to come along with you, on the journey to the event, and then to tell us how you went on the event as well. So thank you so much for sharing. I do appreciate it.
My pleasure, Frosty. And it's been been enjoyable listening to the podcast with the views of the other people. It's been really great.
Yeah, that is good, isn't it? It's kind of like you get to do it vicariously, and then we get to go and do it ourselves as well. So hopefully it's motivates lots more people to give it a go and encourages those that are giving it a go as well to keep going. So thanks, Timmy. You're awesome.
No worries, Frosty. Cheers, mate.
Thank you for joining us on this incredible journey with our Gone Nuts athletes. We've witnessed their dedication, shared in their challenges, and celebrated their achievements. As we wrap up this series, we extend our heartfelt thanks to both the runners for their inspiring efforts and to you, our listeners, for your enthusiastic support. Keep running, keep striving, and remember every step you take is a part of your own unique story. Until next time, keep chasing your adventures.